Well, hi. Hello, my fullest life friends. Yes, it's me. It's been a while. And so I just needed to jump on really quick and let you guys know that I am okay, right? I'm still here. I'm still around, but life is like a lot going on. And so I'm doing some new things in life. And so sometimes when you start something new, you need to take a break for a little while so that you can get a hold of that before you proceed. And so I had to hold off for a little bit on the podcast, but I wanted to let you know that I am still here. I am still with you guys. I still love you. I am still encouraging you to live your fullest life, even though you haven't seen me. And so I just wanted to drop in and say hello. And so, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, this is the Fullest Life Podcast, and I am your host, Vita Tucker. Yes, I've been missing in action, but I'm still here. And so, welcome to our Fullest Life Podcast. This is going to be a short and sweet podcast, but I am going to come back and I'm going to start getting myself back on track. But I wanted to jump on and really quick, you guys, and talk about life, right? What about life, Vita? Because everything's about life. Well, particularly about the fact that a couple of Sundays ago, we celebrated my dad's 80th birthday. And in the middle of that celebration, I began to really think about life, you know, the importance of the time we put in and what we're making out of life and how fast time flies. I mean, I'm thinking like, I remember when my dad was what? I remember him in his 40s. I remember him in his, you know, 50s. And like right now he's 80. And so I began to really take stock in what I'm doing with my life. And so I'm encouraging all of us to take stock in our days. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible says that help us to remember or consider the brevity of life, like what life is and how fast it goes by and what we're doing with it, because before you know it, it's gone, right? But even in talking to my dad, we were having a discussion about his age, you know, and stuff, and how he felt like, oh man, I'm getting old. And that was until my great aunt came to visit him. She drove an hour away to come and see him. She's 90. Oh God, what did he say she was? Three? 93? She drove and then drove back to where she lives and had planned on driving back up that way the next day for something that she had going on. And he said, and then I had to stop and say, man, maybe I'm not as old as I think. And I said, yeah, it's all relative, Dad. We can sometimes think that we are so far along in life and like, oh, I'm too old to do this, I'm too old to do that, I missed some years. And you know what, guys? Whatever has gone by. But whatever is, it is. We still have more days left. We still have more life left. And every day we should be living our lives to the fullest. Every day we should be going out our way to try to be kind to somebody, to make a difference in someone's life, to make a difference in our lives. Because one day 90 something is going to come. And 90 something looks different from a lot of different people. Like the fact that she's still driving and moving and shaking and doing her thing at 90 something, that keeps me hopeful because that's my gene pool, right? But I'm going to learn to enjoy and to live life its fullest right here I am, right in my 50s. I'm going to do Vita and I'm going to do it well and I'm going to live my fullest life. I'm encouraging all of us, live your fullest life. I know situations happen. They're happening to me. Circumstances, they've happened to me. People come against you. People say things. All of that stuff has happened in my life and is happening. But I refuse to allow it to stop me from living my fullest life. And I hope you do too. Find yourself some scriptures, some words, some encouragement, and continue to push on because it's when we quit that we lose. But if we just keep on going, if we trust God and keep on going, one day we will see whatever age it is that we're supposed to see. And we would have said, wow, I live my fullest life, right? So I know y'all just heard that sound go off, and that is it. That's all I can do right now because I put myself on a timer and I said, this is it, Vita. So with that being said, I love you all. I will be back my regular steed very soon. But until then, I want you to live full so that you can die empty. Miss you, love you, keep you in my prayers. Bye, guys.